And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landers in Point Loma. Captain Andrew Viola from the Pacific on the other side of San Diego. T4 Sport Fishing there in Mission Bay. And what a great show. Lots of calls, lots of text. And thanks to Andrew for a great, great prize for one lucky caller or texter.
Man, you're not kidding. What an awesome opportunity. Somebody at the end of today's show is going fishing on board the Pacifica on a day and a half trip. Christmas coming early for somebody.
Yeah.
A really cool opportunity. If you want to get your shot at winning that great prize, or better yet, your opportunity to talk to Andrew, you can give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. The phones are totally full right now, but lots of opportunities here in the second hour to get your phone calls through. Also, you can send us a text, and the text the show option, that's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. Just fire off the app and you'll see one of the first tabs available is text the show, and you can text in your question. And man, make sure you include your contact info, name, phone number, where you're texting from, just so we can get a hold of you if you're the lucky winner at the end of the show. How that's going to go down is at the very end of today's show, we're going to have Andrew flip a coin. That coin is going to designate whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. And, one lucky angler out there is going fishing on board the Pacifica.
How about that? Let's go jump into those jam-packed phones. Let somebody else in.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Ryan? Ryan's calling us from Irvine this morning. Hey, Ryan, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. So in the beginning of the show, you guys were talking about how you guys like to use the fleet to help each other out to find fish. And typically when I'm on the boat, the Pacifica, I always see the way you guys like to help each other out is, you know, you get into the zone, and you guys are one big giant circle or oval around the tuna. And because this is also, you know, since you sport boat captains are very competitive, how does that work exactly, being competitive and also working together at the same time?
That's a good question.
Oh, it's definitely a fine line. It's a song and dance, and I'd be lying if I said tempers don't flare from time to time. But you know the biggest thing is like you say, we do work together. You know, we've got a million radios on board, and we have our little inside circle. You know, we all have our inside circles that we talk to more than some other boats. For the most part, we know what's going on with everybody, and everyone knows what we're doing. And when we do get on the fish, there are times, like you say, where it's close quarters combat fishing. The biggest thing is when we stop next to another boat that we don't affect their fishing. I think that's a general rule of thumb. You know, in each person has their own, idea what that would be.
Right.
It's tough to say. It's circumstantial, put it that way. You know, there's times where they're hitting and it don't matter. You just get in there and get you some. And then there's other times where, you know, you have to work a little harder at it. And, you know, if a guy does get a stop, you know, you try not to mess him up because, you know, he had to work for it for a long time or whatever it may be.
Is that different from daytime to nighttime? Like at nighttime where the school is lesser affected, but it's dark, so you don't want to be closer or farther away or vice versa? Or...
We were joking last year. It seems like once the sun goes down, the gloves come off.
That's funny.
It's like, I'm getting in here.
Yeah, exactly.
Here I come.
Yeah. I was Jason from the Pegasus and I, we were joking about that a bunch last year. It's like, oh man, get ready. Your sun's going down.
Watch out. Yeah, for sure.
Keep the fenders out, boy. We're going to be getting close.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. It does free up a 213-432-1090. You want to get through. It's been a busy morning. There's your shot right now to get through. You have a good text.
I thought so, yeah. It says, good morning, guys. I've never been on the Pacifica, but I'm excited to come on a trip later on this season, and I love that free parking at Seaforth. Andrew, could you go over what the three most important outfits to have on a day-and-a-half trip, and then does that change if I'm going on a three-day trip? That's from Jeff in Huntington Beach.
Not necessarily, you know, especially if we're doing the bluefin thing. I think a lighter fly line rod, whether it's, you know, 25 or 30 pound, kind of a sinker rig rod that's something like a little bit more, you know, mid ground, like 40 to 60 pound, something in there you can tie a sinker onto, or even a heavier fly line setup. And then, of course, you never want to leave the dock without your nighttime rod, which would be, you know, 100 pound rod and reel to match, and then, you know, the jigs to go with it. But that should, for the most part, get you through.
Are you a long top shot on that heavy rod, or are you like a tort of mono, or are you like a short top shot of fluorocarbon?
I would say 20 to 30 feet of mono, just stretch. Enough stretch.
Okay. Just a little bit of stretch.
Just enough.
Yeah. And what's the fine line between, you know, it's nighttime and it's super heavy tackle, and you could, in theory, you could get away with as heavy as you wanted, but it's still got to be comfortable enough to hold on to it and fish a jig and wind it up and drop it down all day. Like, do you like to err on the side of a real big reel? Do you go to a smaller reel that's more comfortable to fish with? Like, what's an ideal nighttime sized rig to be fishing with?
You know, a lot of that's dictated by the size of the fish, but obviously the more comfortable you are with the gear, the more effective you're going to be. If you can stand there and you can fish hard all night long, it's like those jigging rods that are coming out, you know, those shorter, I know Phoenix, what are they, the 610, mm-hmm. I think is the one I like.
Megalodon.
The Megalodon series. Like, you know, those rods, I think the reason why they're so popular is because you can sit there and you can do that vertical jigging thing all night long with them. That being said, once you hook a fish, you're kind of...
It's not the same as a Calstar rail rod.
Yeah, it's not like a 7 or 8 footer where you can put it on the rail and lean on it.
Shimano has a series called the Grappler, and like, that's the thing. They're so lightweight, and they're recoiled so that they very effectively fish a vertical jig. They make the jig move when you're winding it. But it's not, you know, the thing that makes those rods so good, the very fast recoiling but still very parabolic, it's the opposite of what you look for in a rail rod. You know,
yeah.
A rail rod, you put it on the rail and all the power is in the forward part of the rod and it does the lifting of the fish for you. A jigging rod is great for making your jig move around, but like, you put that thing on the rail, it's just gonna bend down to the handle.
Works great until you hook one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but
then
I mean,
it's just different.
Like, but it'll work.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, those things are for sure made for killing big fish. It's just not made to put on the rail and put your reel into low gear and just sit on the back of it until your fish is at color.
So what do you do on a harness? Are you putting it in a harness, or what do you do?
Just hold on.
Just hold on.
Most guys that catch those big ones, like, it's quite a bit different. Like, it's a lot of using your reel and like kind of rocking your body backwards and picking up the slack that way, and a lot of pointing the rod at the fish and you know, and getting where you can. Just different, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally, sure.
That's something that's going to evolve into a lot more popularity over the next year. That's what I think anyway.
How does that Shimano Grappler series differ from the original butterfly jigging rods that they came out with?
I would say, you know, other than like material differences, I would say very similar.
Very similar.
Very similar too. Heavier version, and that Grappler series is a lot of, like, they have a couple of vertical jigging rods, like Andrew's talking about speed jigging. And it, like, that series of rods also has a lot of like stick bait, popper, casting. They just have some vertical speed jigging rods that are just in that series.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, the Iron Man Gary White from Lawndale says, Andrew, can you explain how you choose a guy for the crow's nest and what's a day, what is included in your day and a half? I think you already went in over that.
Oh, but, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. For as far as the guy I put up in the bucket, typically, like, I don't want to say our most seasoned guy, but, you know, we try to keep the best guy up there possible. But to be honest, everyone's looking. Just because you see one guy in the bucket, there's two more guys in the wheelhouse that are looking as well.
How many pairs of gyros do you have on the boat?
We have three pairs of the Stabie scopes and two pairs of the Techno Stabies.
Wow.
So,
geez,
yeah, we have at least three going at all times. And then, you know, depending on what the nap rotation's like, we have more. But, you know, to be honest, it's competitive, you know, with our crew. They want to be the ones to find them and put them on them.
There's no sweeter words when you're looking with everybody else. It's like, I got one. Like, yeah, I found it. Who's the man?
Yeah.
That's cool.
For sure. All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Don? Don's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Guys, good morning. Andrew, it's a pleasure speaking with you. You got a super boat. For those that are not familiar with the Pacifica and Seaforth, what are our fish processing opportunities, our options? And then the other question I had for you is, looking at your schedule, see something through May, and then I think there's a one fall trip. Will you be adding trips throughout the summer?
Yeah, we definitely do have a lot more charters in our summer months, but there's definitely a few. We have a couple more sponsored trips we have in the works right now that are going to get up, and then we're going to be filling the gaps. I imagine in the next week or so the rest of that should be up.
But that's a good tip, though. So not all of your open party summer trips are up yet, so there's still going to be an opportunity to jump on the boat, because there's open party trips that people don't have the people haven't had the opportunity to book out yet.
Yeah, they're coming, though. They're coming. Yeah, and then as far as the processing goes, the best piece of advice I would give you is pre-arrange. I know Sport Mario, Sportsman's, they're a hop, skip, and a jump. You can really just walk down to Sportsman's from where we tie up. But then, Five Star's there almost every morning. And if you make a reservation with them ahead of time, they will be there. And, I talk to Marco or Drew or one of those guys almost every day on, ETA and how much fish we got and stuff like that. So
so they'll be there if you make arrangements with them.
Yeah, so if you like going that route, which I highly recommend, honestly, when I bring fish home, a lot of the time they cut it for me. Just, make a reservation.
Reservation key this year. Like we all saw what happened last year. If you're going fishing, that's just got to be the next phone call you make after your reservation is call your fish processor.
Yeah. Because they can only do so much, and when fishing's good, they get filled up quick.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, Don. Nice to hear from you this morning, and happy Easter to you. That does free up 213-432-1090. Been a busy morning. JP, our phone and engineer guy on the other line, has been a busy guy.
Yeah,
so
no doubt.
You want to get through 213-432-1090.
Yeah, had a great text. Good morning, guys. This is Jim from Oceanside. I was lucky enough to fish on the Pacifica at Colonnette in February, and I fell in love with the boat, captain, and crew. Everything's been awesome. Can you please talk about the importance of fishing bigger gear when it comes to landing big bluefin, whether it be day or night, to allow other fishermen to land their fish at a reasonable amount of time? Thanks.
The bigger gear. Going back to, like I said, what's most important is that you're comfortable with it, because the more comfortable you are with your gear, the more efficient you're going to be with it. But if we're catching those big 200-300 pounders, you definitely don't want to sell yourself short, and fish too light of a reel and lose a fish to something that could have been prevented. But, also that being said, the gear nowadays is so good that, you can catch a bigger fish on a smaller reel. I remember, it was a couple of years ago. We have, when we were doing a lot of kite fishing, there was a couple times where we were running out of kite rods. We had two 300 pounders on an international, it was an international 16, I think.
Gee.
Wow.
Yeah, one of them was like a 350.
Woo!
Good Lord.
On a 16. That's a lot of fish.
On a 16. So, some of that better, some of that gear, it's good. Sure. It can take it. But
yeah.
At the same time, don't sell yourself short and lose a fish to something that could have been prevented.
Yeah, for sure. That's a very, very good tip. Yeah, indeed. Let's go ahead and jump back in the jam-packed phones. One line open still, 213-432-1090.
Paul in Rancho Bernardo's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Paul. Thanks for the call.
Good morning, guys. Appreciate the time. Andrew, I have a question for you. 40 years ago, when I was stationed in Hawaii as an EOD officer, I used to fish Oahu and mostly Kohalawe when we were doing bomb disposal operations. So I'm a shore fisherman. Then I transferred to San Diego in 85, and I spent most of my summers out in San Clemente Island below the shore bombardment security gate, and I fished the southwest side from the shore. Abalone, lobster, and sanford, whatever kind of fish I could catch. So my question to you is, I'm getting married in November. Fiance and I are going to Maui, and this time I'm looking at maybe an open party boat. What jigs or rigs, if anything, should I bring in my luggage? We're going to rent rods and reels when we get there, but I'm just trying to get some ideas, because I haven't fished Hawaii in about 40 years.
So, yeah, as far as going to Hawaii goes, I imagine, a lot of that fishing, they do a lot of trolling, I think. I think a lot of it's trolling gear with heavier setups. There are a few boats that they do a little bit of the reef fishing and stuff like that, and I think any of those knife jigs would work. Maybe Rick, you could probably chime in on that.
Yeah, I think exactly. I would talk to whoever you're going to fish with before you got there to find out what kind of an option that is. And Andrew's right. The most traditional trip out there is, there's so much big pelagic fish to be caught, and it's lure trolling of which they're going to probably provide. In terms of fishing off of the shore when you go out there, I don't think you can ever beat swimming plugs of some kind, you know, whether it be a Lucky Craft or one of those X-Rap or Paula Long Casts or some sort of small swimming plug, small Colt Snipers, things like that.
Yeah. The 170 Colt Sniper.
I would almost fish the smaller, like the 140.
Smaller one, really?
Yeah, I think I'd fish the 140.
Okay.
I mean, not to say that a big fish wouldn't eat it there, but Hawaii's got so much of that smaller reef fish around. I mean, again, sure, a big bait, a big fish, you know, maybe catch a big GT or something, but I would fish smaller and like small crocodiles, those little tail spins that the guys like to use for spotted bay bass out here. Those are great because you can cast them a mile, but you can fish them pretty high and they might come over the reef okay a little bit like that.
Yeah.
That's all the right. stuff I'd maybe throw in my little short pounder bag.
Congratulations on your wedding.
That's awesome.
And have a blast. Enjoy your trip and thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. I got a great text here from Gary in San Diego, and he wants to ask Andrew what he recommends, a straight tie or a crimp when you're putting the knife jig on.
That's a good question.
Well, I mean, definitely with your leader, we're crimping them with those heavier ones for nighttime. Oh yeah, we're crimping everything.
How heavy is your leader?
Never less than 130 pound, I would say.
Okay.
A lot of it's upwards of 200, and even bigger on some of those sometimes.
So you have a leader, like how long of a leader from your knife jig?
About 3 feet.
3 feet, and then you have a swivel on top, and then you tie that swivel to your mono or fluorocarbon.
Yeah, exactly. And you tie directly to that. So yeah, maybe if that was a question, we typically on the other side of the leader, we would tie it. We would tie that 100 pound.
Okay, so crimp, but definitely crimping your jigs on the
that way they're ready to go. You know, as soon as you know you're in the zone, all you have to do is just tie one on, and you don't have to worry about it, or you know, ready to rock.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool. All right, hey, another great text. Question for Captain Andrew: what's the biggest tuna that you guys have ever caught in the Pacifica? Also, could you recommend your favorite heavier fly line outfit? That's from Andy in Ventura.
Our biggest was, it was 2020, I think. It was 373 pounds.
Oh, my God.
We joke about it. It was 96 inches long. It was a 7-footer.
That's unreal. Yeah. 7 feet of bluefin tuna.
Yeah, 7 foot.
What?
Yeah. What did you say, 373?
373,
unbelievable.
Yeah. Monster.
That's a big fish.
Is that a flying fish eater? Was that a night jig?
It was on the kite. It was all kite fishing, and I was on the upper deck just running the kite as fast as I could. And that drift, we had the 370, we had a 350, then we had like four other fish that were like between 250 and 280.
Wow!
And by the time I was just on the upper deck, just focused on what was going on. By the time things had settled down, I went downstairs and like looked at them laying on the back deck. I was like, oh my god!
Yeah.
Like lumber, all those big things laying around back there. It's like, where the hell are we, Jurassic Park?
I was gonna say, like, you know, your years on the Angler and all the time at Clarion and Hurricane Bank, you know, like seeing multiple big 300 pounders and a bunch of big 200. Like that's
never saw that.
You don't even see that. Like, I mean, that's just not a thing. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
how cool.
Yeah, and then as far as the rod goes, for like a heavier fly line rod, I'm a big CalStar guy. I like the 875H for if you're fishing, you know, fly line and 50 pound or something like that. That 875H is my go-to.
Wouldn't it be cool this year if we start going back to that kite rig flying fish stuff,
man.
Huh?
We missed
love
it last
that
year.
Stuff.
Yeah, we only had a few of them last year.
It could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it cycles, right?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, you 100%. Look at the different cycles, the way things are going, you know, popper fish, kite fish, all that stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all. I know we can keep our freezer stocked.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Ready.
We got helium, we got big hooks and 50 wides. We're ready.
Yeah, if it happens...
Yeah,
Pacifica,
yeah.
You're going.
Yeah, we're ready.
It feels so good when you're attached on a 50 with a 200-pound wind on and a 10-0-76-91 buried in one of those things. Like, life feels real good when you got them attached on heavy line and big tackle.
That's when you really feel the power of the fish, when you've got 20 pounds of drag or whatever on the fish, and you can really feel how...
It's like, whoa.
When you're fishing with tackle that you can pull as hard as you physically can, and then they pull back just as hard. Like, you know, you're attached to something very, very real.
Harder.
Peeling line off a 50 and and you have that drag pin. That's fun stuff.
That's killer. All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. And today, that fishdope.com report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best fish processing while you wait when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase all their famous spices, rubs, the pokey kit. Stop by their location on Old Town and Taylor Street, or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. Good morning, Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide.
Hey, good morning, Andrew, Rick, Pete. Thanks for having me on the show.
Morning, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
We got some big news, boys. There's an actual, real, honest-to-God white sea bass bite going on at Catalina.
Woo!
Your good buddy Brandon Hayward had limits yesterday for his crew. A couple other boats had really nice little whacks on them. A couple of my private boat members had little bite on them down east. There's plenty of bait over at the island. Today, I have a really big feeling that there's going to be some real good scores. The weather is probably the best it's been all year so far. It's absolutely spectacular. 2 knots of wind or less on the backside of Catalina today, so we might see some big numbers today. But there's actually something to talk about besides rockfish, which is pretty exciting. And then something that really caught my attention, one of our members was fishing the horseshoe yesterday, and he had water temperature all the way up to 50.2 degrees. So that's really spectacular.
What?
I am.
Crazy. 50.2?
Yeah.
Where was that?
On the horseshoe yesterday. Oh. I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah,
that bodes very well, right? Yeah, let's go swimming. It's going to be bitchin' day to go swimming. But there's so much cool stuff happening. And I talked to Todd. God rest his boss's soul. I don't know if you guys know, but Todd lost his boss on Thursday. Ralphie is up there hanging out with my dad right now. So big day, big changes for Mr. Todd Manzer. I love you, Todd. I know you're listening. And Pete, I know you know his boss. And
yeah.
We had a little tribute on the show on Friday. But fishing. There's so much going on and so much good things on the horizon. Like Andrew was just saying, they're seeing the fish down below. It's just weather, but it looks like we're in store for some nice little change in the weather, and there's fish to be caught, and they're seeing lots of bait on the beach, lots and lots of bait. So I think we're just days away from that thresher shark starting to show up along the beach here, and we're in store for some phenomenal fishing with the amount of squid at the islands. And Don Brockman, I told you guys before, said that there's no commercial fishing right now for squid because there's no market for it. So they're going to leave that stuff alone. So I think that's going to bode very, very well for the sea bass fishing this spring.
Wow. Yeah. And of course, Danny, the boys, Fish Dope will have all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code to fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, if you have the internet, there's a pretty good chance you're going to find me. I'm on every piece of social media that's possible. 4 brand new videos every single day, Your Saltwater Guide. And then I have that website with a bitchin' app, Your Saltwater Guide, at the App Store and Google Play Store. And thank you very much for letting me be on the show, and I'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Dave. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, that app is excellent. You did a great job with that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that very much. White sea bass, Catalina, it's on.
I was going to say, get started, right? It's a shocker that those guys are on good sea bass fishing.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. I'm going to bet you this coming up issue is going to have a big report on the Eastern Sierra Trout Opener, and if there really is going to be a place to fish for the Trout Opener on April 29th, just less than 2 weeks away. So check that out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
I think the most important piece of gear on the opener this year will be snowshoes and a shovel.
Yeah, or maybe a drill bit, so you can get through the ice.
Get a dozer.
Yeah, all right. Well, phones are packing up. You want to get through, have a chance to win that day-and-a-half trip on the Pacific at 213-432-1090.
Jim in National City is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, Rick. Pete and Andrew, owner, skipper of the Pacifica. Yeah, I met Andrew oh, I don't know. When he was on the American Angler, I met Andrew. I don't know how many years ago that was.
I want to say it was like 2010 to 2015, I think.
All right, cool.
Somewhere in this, or 16 something.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember me, but the thing I wanted to say was
you,
even back then, of course. Thank you. Back then, Andrew was just the most pleasant person you could be around. I mean, helpful, and of course, a great fisherman. You know, we all know that he came up the line. He's just not some Johnny come lately. He's a tremendous fisherman, tremendous skipper. But the thing I wanted to bring up was I hadn't seen Andrew in, had to be over 10, 15 years, and I bumped into him at Seaforth when he had purchased his boat, and it was like he had just saw me a week ago. He knew my name and started in conversing, and, you know, the same pleasant person that I met way back when on the American Angler. But anyway, you know, through my fishing adventures, I met some pleasant people, and I just wanted to say, Andrew, it was great to meet you, and I hope to see you on your boat. This had some health issues, but we're getting straightened out here now, and I hope to fish on your boat this year. So anyway, guys, that's just a little thing on Andrew, and another great show, Pete. Okay, bye.
Thanks, Jim.
That's right.
Thanks, big Jim. Appreciate that very
nice
much.
Guy. Cool. Nice
hey,
guy.
You have a lot of fans out there.
Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, I know why. Because you're catching fish and having a good time, and you have a quality operation there at Pacifica. Here's another one. Derry in Oceanside says, "Good morning, Andrew. Can you talk about Ken and the guys from Ken Custom Reel in Oceanside? They do a charter every year on the boat, and he says you have the best bait of any boat he's been on.
Hey,
what's the story on that, man?
That's something to be said about a guy that
yeah,
really likes
Ken,
fishing." Live bait.
Yeah.
Well,
from
I mean,
Ken?
Yeah, Ken's the man.
I
don't think I have anything bad to say about the guy. That guy there, he is one of my favorite people in this industry. I mean, there's a lot of good people in this industry, but he's definitely up
there.
He's
an outstanding man.
Ever since I was a kid, like, he's just been.
And his whole crew there too.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh,
yeah. Totally.
Wes. Oh yeah, Wes and I get along real well. he's a good.
So they do a charter with you every year.
Yes, they come out. I want to say it's the last Sunday in June every year.
Wow.
Off the top of my head. But yeah, we've had some real good fishing with them.
And of course, that probably dates back from your days on the American Angler, because he's a big American Angler guy.
Oh, yeah.
And you met
yeah.
him on the American Angler and then
yeah,
all that angler experience over to the Pacifica.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I know how I'm, you know, because, you know, you have different groups where guys like fishing at nighttime and the guys with their jig and rods. I know Ken and his group, they like to fly line sardines. The one thing I try to rat hole bait. So like,
okay,
I try to make
secret.
Sure, like, you know, at least I have, you know, a cured out slammer on board that's ready for him every year, because I know if anyone, they'll put it to good use.
Ken's a guru of all things, but if there was one thing, it's fly lining a live sardine.
Yeah.
No doubt. And the gear, and the tricked out gear to do it with, you know, or the tricked out hook to use it with, or the tricked out rod to make the cast with. I mean, if there's a he's a guru of all things, but if you could point to one, that guy is real good at fishing a sardine.
And the one thing, he doesn't overcomplicate things. He doesn't overthink it. Just basics, stick to the basics, and you'll get a bite.
When he comes aboard the boat, he doesn't bring much tackle.
No, his tackle box is, I don't know, it's about that big.
Yeah.
I think he has like three rolls of fluorocarbon.
Like 2x4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has like three rolls of fluorocarbon and a pack of hooks.
Yeah.
And I think downstairs in his backpack, he brings a set of crimpers in case somebody else needs them.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. The phone's been busy since the beginning of the show. We just had one drop off. So if you're looking for your chance to get through, talk to Andrew and maybe have a chance at winning that trip. 213-432-1090. More Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hook Up app.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline
bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Captain Andrew of the Pacifica to C4 Sport Fishing. Phones are packed, 213-432-1090, as well as a lot of really good texts coming through on that
like
Let's Talk Hookup.
Tons of texts, yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones. But again, like we always say, you want to win a trip, you have a lot better chance on the phones to get through because we get literally hundreds of texts.
I was going to say, yeah, there's probably 150 text messages that have already come through, but you know, there's a handful of phone calls that have made it through already, you know, so yeah,
exactly.
Your percentage is certainly better that way. 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Sean. He's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yesterday, that story about Gene Tolson was great. I was once on an 8-day trip on the XL in the spring, and the 90-year-old Gene Tolson was on there, and I kid you not, he was using 25-pound test, mono top shot with a Spectra leader, and he hooked a 90-pound yellowfin and landed it at age 90. It was quite a scene.
That's badass.
And I got a question. Happy Easter, and will the Easter Bunny bring albacore with these cold waters? What do you think, Andrew? I already know your opinion, Pete, but I'm with you, Pete. I think we got the A list coming in.
All right.
I do have that crystal ball up at the bridge, but
it's not for albacore.
Yeah. You know, I every year there's always someone saying they're coming.
Pete is that someone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pete at this point has outlasted everybody. He still predicts albacore every single year so that when they do come, like, he's the last man standing. Like, Pete'll be the only one that called it. Everybody else has fallen off the train. But
I'm there with you. They're coming.
At some point, they're coming. This could be the year. Yep. Hey, Willie's talking about, or Dave was just talking about 50-degree water on the horseshoe. Come on. Really?
Yeah, you'd think if anything.
But what's interesting on ice anymore, man? You screw them the bait tank.
Yeah, but what's interesting is you're seeing there's warmer water offshore. That's all inshore. You saw what? But 58 is still way cooler than it was last year, right?
It's still cold. You know, Allie and I yesterday we were talking. We were kind of looking back at years past. Yesterday the warmest I saw was like 58 and a half. Call it. Oh no, 58.9 was the warmest I saw yesterday. But, you know, looking at years past, last year we were fishing like 61 to 63 degree water this time of the year. The year before was like 59 to 61. So it is a notch cooler. I will say, from a month ago when we were doing those Colinette trips, those rockfish yellowtail trips, the water down there was like 56 to 57. So in the last month, it's come up about a degree and a half.
Yeah.
Even with all the weather that we've had, it has warmed up.
And that current.
Yeah, that ripping current. Downhill current every day.
For sure. That certainly affects us, right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. It affects the ride, too.
Yeah.
I'll bet. Right. Hey, appreciate that, Sean, very much. How about a great text? This is from Travis in Harupa Valley. Hey, good morning, guys. Hoping Andrew could expand a little bit when fishing the heavy Colt Snipers and Jig Paras in the 120 to 170 gram size, the daytime lures. What pound leader do you like to fish? And did you say you like a single J-hook off the back, or do you like the assist hooks? That's from Travis in Harupa Valley.
I like the two assist hooks, especially on those, you know, the 150 to 180 gram jigs. Definitely the double assist hooks. As far as the leader goes, same thing. I fish a heavy leader, a heavy fluorocarbon leader in front of it. Maybe not quite 200 pound, but they're definitely heavy.
Like a piece of 100 pound?
Yeah, 100 pound, 80 or 100 pound. Yeah, is normally what I put on there.
Yeah, and it's
done the same way, though, like a little 3-foot piece and a swivel, and then you tie your main line to that?
Yeah, exactly. I am a believer during the daytime you do have to be a little bit more stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So I use the smaller little single cramps and smaller swivels and stuff like that just to kind of be a little bit sneakier.
That's a good call.
Good trip.
Yeah,
good,
totally.
Very good hint. Yeah, for sure. Great text here from Jason in San Diego. He says, good morning, gentlemen, and happy Easter. Question for Andrew, what's the longest trip you do on the Pacifica, and do you guys do charters, and what's the heaviest line you would recommend putting on a Tranx 400? That's a mixture of questions.
Yeah. So our longest trip's a four-day.
A four-day?
Yeah, 4 days.
Is that a charter or is that an open party?
No, that one's a charter.
A charter.
Our longest open party trips are going to be 3 days.
3 days, okay.
Yeah.
And are they available now? I mean, are they the schedule up and you can book it?
Yeah.
And typically, do you do those in the summer, in the fall? When's that?
All year round.
All year round, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we have a couple coming up this month, next month, summertime. Yeah, those day and a half and 3 days, yeah, they're all year round. And then as far as that drinks goes, I don't know what... What would you say, Rick? I'd probably maybe 30 pounds.
I'd fish 65 pound Spectra as a backing, and then, you know, and
put that gets you 65 pound Max Quattro on there.
Yeah,
you can put a lot of line on
that. That gets you your capacity, and then it just really depends on how you're going to use the reel. I mean, that was a great reel when we had all that yellowfin foamer type fishing to, you know, cast a little clear popper or even fly line of bait. I mean, that's just a very user friendly school tuna size reel, and then your top set would just be a cording. If you were casting a lure with it, maybe a little piece of 40 pound fluorocarbon, and if you were fly line and a bait, probably, yeah, like Andrew's saying, 25 or 30 pound as a top shot. Tranx 400 is nice too if you're, it could be a very good year for somebody that's still learning to cast a conventional reel, because that variable brake system that they have, you can really crank the cast assist part of that thing up and put it in the hands of somebody who's still not an expert at casting a conventional reel. They may not achieve the same distance that Andrew's going to get out of the reel, but you can make that reel just about backlash proof. And then as their skills increase, you can start to back those brakes back off and have still a really good casting reel. You know, that's not
pretty
terribly expensive.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Sure. But with that said, it's a Tranx 400. You know, I mean, it's not that thing was not meant to catch 80-pound tuna and things like that.
Can you catch an 80-pound tuna? Absolutely, you can catch an 80-pound tuna on it.
I think a 50-pound tuna is where we should probably set our bar.
Yeah,
and it's still a bass reel.
It's a bass.
You know what I mean?
It's just not recommended.
It's a badass.
Not a recommended reel.
It's got
a lot of power.
And don't take that as a knock. I love that reel.
Yeah.
I think casting a popper, I love it. We've caught some big fish on it, but yeah.
But wait a minute. Let's back up. You caught a 200-pounder on a Tranx 500.
180-pounder.
Okay, 180. All right. So you're saying that a Tranx 400 can't do an 80?
Yeah.
It could happen.
I mean, that's can it happen? Of course. But there's a huge – so this is my thought on those reels. And, again, this is no knock. I'm a huge fan. In my opinion, a Tranx 400 is a larger version of their bass reel.
Yes.
A Tranx 500 is a low-profile version of a Trinidad.
Yes.
So, like, the Tranx – 200, 300, 400. They're all the same platform, just bigger versions. A Tranq's 500 is a completely different hearing reel. You know what I mean? It's a Trinidad 20 that's pushed into a low profile reel that's got some extra casting differences on it. So yeah, two totally. But to your point, you are right. Has there been an 80 pounder caught on? Absolutely guaranteed. The reel's not going to grenade. Like, the reel will handle it, but it's just, you know.
Not the right tool.
Spool diameter gets tough because, you know, you're just not gaining as much line.
Gear ratio.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, that said, if that, though, compared to other low-profile reels of that same size, no question, no difference. That's the one.
So if you start seeing big fish, Jason, put that one away.
Rad reel. Yeah. I don't want to make it sound like I'm knocking it because I'm not. I love it. I fish them. I own them. I love that thing.
It's pretty impressive. 180 pounder on a 400.
Yeah.
Even on a Trinidad 20, that's a pretty tall feed.
Ass kicker.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But it can happen. Yeah. That reel can handle it.
It can, man. I love them. Yeah.
They're built well.
Yeah, they are. Hey, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John, and John's calling us from Long Beach. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual. Andrew, you were talking about a CalStar 875H. What type of reel and line do you use on that?
Well, I mean, we're just talking about Trinidad 20s. That, you know, that's a pretty good reel. I fish with a lot of the Fathoms. That Fathom 25 is a great reel. We really like them. It seems like they're a pretty durable reel. They don't really break the bank. But anything in that size range, I know, you know, Accurate makes some amazing reels. But personally, I think that Fathom 25 is what I have on mine.
All right.
Perfect.
Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Here's a great text from Arnie in Vista. He says, good morning, Pete, Rick, and Andrew. Andrew, do you have any charter openings this fall? And do you offer processing on the evenings when your trips return? Have had a great time on your boat when he was on the Charter Challenge in 2021.
Oh, yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have openings.
So you do have, like, if somebody wants to charter a whole boat in the fall,
yeah, I would say
day and a half.
Yeah, the best way to do that, if you were looking for a charter, give the landing a call, Seaforth, and they can get you in contact with me, and we can get it set up.
Yeah.
And then processing, you guys do fish on the boat? Or?
Sorry, yeah. We cut – I'm losing it here.
That's all right.
Yeah, we cut fish on every trip. The only time that we haven't cut fish is when we're fishing real close, because it comes down to I can only push the crew so hard. So if we're fishing close, the guy's got to have time to – you know, get the boat clean and stuff like that. So if we're fishing all night long and we're only 20 miles from home, that was, you know, the only time we
were processing.
But 95% of the time we're cutting.
So that's on awesome. The Pacifica, you have the option to either cut on the boat or meet the processor when they come.
Yeah.
To the dock.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah, either way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right. I had another great text come through. It says, good morning, guys. My question is for Andrew. We're looking to charter a two-day trip, and some of our guys don't have the heavier gear for fishing big bluefin. Do you have loaner gear available on the boat, or does the landing have premium tackle for rent? That's John in Chula Vista.
Yeah, I mean, so we do have a lot of gear on board. I would recommend getting on board, though, with everything that you need and, you know, using the boat's equipment as a backup if there was a failure or something like that. I will say that Seaforth's, their rental gear is phenomenal. Gar and the guys over there, they do a really good job at taking care of everything and keeping everything running good. It all has fresh line. If you get together with the guys, they'll make sure you got something good in your hands and something you can trust.
So now when you book a trip on the Pacifica, you want to get your fish processed, you call the processor, get processed. Do you also need to call the landing if you need tackle and make a reservation for your rental tackle, or do they have plenty?
I think they have plenty. I know that there's been times, like in the summer when there's a million boats going out, that the rental gear does kind of get a little bit scarce.
So it probably wouldn't hurt, right?
I mean, you could let them know, but, if you need gear, maybe just give them a heads up. But I've never seen them fully run out and turn people away.
Yeah, all right. That's good.
Like
that's a lot of gear.
Like anything, though, it's always safe to have the backup, man. If you know you're going and you know you need it, it's sure not going to hurt to call.
Yeah, exactly. Just call one of the guys.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Again, if you want to get your shot, it's 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Mike. He's calling us from out in Phoenix this morning. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Beautiful day here in Phoenix. We're going to be, maybe hit 90 today for the first time this year.
All right.
Jealous.
Question I have for Andrew. Andrew, if I win that trip, can I pay the difference and put it towards like the three-day trip?
Yeah, yeah, no problem. No problem.
Awesome.
Hey, all right. There you go.
Great.
All right, you're in.
There you go.
All right, well, good luck to you. Hey, thanks a lot for calling us from Phoenix and enjoy the nice warm weather.
Some heat, man.
Yeah, the real deal from the desert.
It's going to be 98 every day at El Salto.
Nice.
This week. Yeah.
Speaking of heat.
Yeah, I was going to say we're going to be in it.
Well, you know what the best thing about El Salto is you start at before dawn and you fish till about 11. And then you go in, you get your lunch, your siesta, and then you go out and fish the evening.
So rad.
So, yeah.
So pumped.
Yeah.
So pumped.
Good times there.
They promised that the margaritas and Pacificos are very cold when it is hot outside, and the siesta is no problem. Have a little lunch. All good.
Hey, Jesus makes a mean margarita. Hey, Bill in Scripps Ranch says, could Andrew talk about the bunk room? I should call him Big Bill in Scripps Ranch because he's 6'5", and he wants to know if you have bunks that can accommodate somebody as tall as he is.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Those double-wide bunks that are on the outboard side of the bunk room, no problem.
Just
no
make problem. Sure you reserve one.
Yeah, just reserve them, yep.
Yeah, and let them know that you need the big, tall one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The what do you say, Big Bill? Let them know Big Bill's coming.
Big Bill's coming, and we need the 6'5 bunk. Yeah, for sure. All right.
All right, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to John. He's got us from Huntington Beach this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
I just wanted to ask Andrew, if the albacore do kind of show up out to the west, would they be interested in doing like an exploratory trip to go out and get them? And if so, you know, how, like, is there a particular way that they do that kind of thing?
I know in years past there has been, you know, exploratory, you know, go out and go look. And I remember SAC was really good about organizing that. I think the last person to do that was the Grande, maybe 6-7 years ago or something like that, but we used to do those exploratory trips. Now it would be one of those things where if, you know, there's rumors of it, one of us I think would just have to bite the bullet and go check it out, because we do already, you know, most of us have trips online and we're going out anyway. So if that's a viable option, it would just be on one of our normal trips.
Okay.
Good cool. question. This was a text from Simone in Santa Clarita. I said, I've seen circle hooks rigged above knife jigs before. I'm wondering what if the percentage of circle hooks placed in the corner of the bluefin's mouth would decrease saw-off and the heartaches. Do you guys have any experience with that?
I personally have never done that. I've never seen it or done it.
I've seen it, and I just don't want to. You know, like a... almost like a bridled bait would be, you know, like you'll see a guy like where they'll bridle a big giant circle hook above the bait. You know, fish eats the whole thing. The circle hook winds up there. Like I know that that's a thing that I have seen guys do, and they've brought it through the tackle store. What do you think about that? And I'm sure that it works, and I'm sure that there are times, but that's not been my favorite. You know, so a real big circle hook that's basically just above your flat fall.
Gotcha.
I think is what his question is, but I don't have any personal experience on. I just think. We're such a believer in the not broke, don't fix it rule.
You know, exactly.
at least in the tackle store, we try to never put our opinions above anything else. Like we rely on the fleet, you know, and like we're lucky, you know, we're very lucky that our shop butts up against, you know, the entire fleet of San Diego. And we, you know, we talk to every guy that comes through. We talk to Andrew, or we talk to Gavin, or we talk to, you know, all of the guys from every boat and get their opinions. And every boat is a little bit different too. So there's not one way to do it, but, I think that the big heavy-duty assist hook on heavy-duty cord overwhelmingly seems to be what is, you know, and then, you know, everybody's got their own little flair. Some guys like the top and the bottom of jig, or two hooks on one side, or, you know, or one way that way. But I think as a whole, the fleet pretty much is into heavy-duty assist hook with a big barb and heavy cord.
All right. And like you said, it's one of those things, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We don't see that many failures with that setup. You know, maybe if we were seeing a lot of failures, we would start exploring, but don't lose many fish with those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's jump back on the phones.
You got it. How about Greg from Paris up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Greg? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, a little off topic, but I have a quick question for you guys. Listen to you guys for years, and every time the show comes on, there's an announcer, and he always says the fastest 2 hours on radio. You know the guy, right?
Yeah, I know the guy.
Yeah, well, what's his name, and give him some love.
No, That is Shotgun Tom Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, the classic Shotgun Tom. Yeah, and he voiced those for us many years ago, and he's still around and still doing voice work, and I'm very fortunate.
Iconic San Diego,
yeah,
right?
He's iconic everywhere. I mean, you've heard his voice on movies and stuff like that, but Shotgun Tom Kelly, yep, he's the man.
That's cool.
Good eye, good ear there. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Tim in Camp Pendleton says, great show, guys. My question is, what is the history of the Pacifica, and where was it? Home port, different. What is the history on that? That's a good question.
So the Ashleys originally had it built it was 78. I hope I didn't get that wrong. I think it was built in 78.
Seaway?
Seaway, yeah. Yeah. Seaway was the builder.
And where is Seaway built? Like in Costa Mesa? Or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah. And the story that I heard from those guys is they originally had the Aztec built. And they liked it. They liked the Aztecs so much. They had
sister ship, right?
Yeah. So we're the same exact boat. I mean, aside from 30 years of different minds.
Yeah, sure, changing things.
And then it ran up there for a long time. When it came down to San Diego, it was renamed Dominator. And it ran out of Point Loma Sport Fishing for what was probably 10, 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was at Islandia. It was at Islandia for a little bit, and then it was Point Loma for probably 10 years as the Dominator. And then when we got it, we just brought back the original name.
And that was the original name, the Pacifica.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's a great call.
Yeah.
And put, in Ken's opinion, the best bait tank on the fleet on it.
And the bait well and everything else. And RSW fish well, all that stuff. You just brought the boat to a next level.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, we tried.
With your experience from the American Angler and long-range experience.
Still trying.
Yeah. It's always a work in progress. That's a boat, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it comes down to time and money. You never have both at the same time.
Good job, Curtis. That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup, including finding out who's going fishing on a day-and-a-half trip on board the Pacifica. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, we're so lucky here in San Diego. We have fantastic weather and great fishing. We also have three great shops to take care of anglers. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We call it the one-stop shopper, a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by Johnny, is certainly one of the best. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna. Plus, we have Doug, one of the finest reel repair guys around. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. Jeet and the guys have the best rod and reels, the hottest lures, and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, growing their stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, it is time to find out who's going fishing a day and a half trip on board the Pacifica. We're going to find out if it's going to be a caller or texter.
We picked a caller, we picked a texter, and now
we're gonna
Andrew's
going to
flip the coin and see who it is.
Right.
Go for it.
Okay. Texter. It is a texter. Congratulations, Gary in Lawndale. You are going fishing on a day and a half on board the Pacifica. Congratulations.
Woo! Congratulations, how cool. Gary. That's going to be awesome.
So many calls and texts today. Yeah. Andrew, so popular. Yeah. This was really fun.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all for calling. Thank you all for texting and all your time there. And thanks to JP for manning those phones. They were busy this morning. Andrew, thank you so much for that generous donation of a day and a half trip on the Pacifica. And if somebody wants to come aboard the Pacifica, how do we do it?
You can check us out online. Our website's pacificasportfishing.com, or you can always call the landing at 619-224-3383 is how you get a hold of C4.
All right, and just call, and you can look at the schedule online, both pacificasportfishing.com as well as c4thlanding.com, and see the schedule, book online, or just call the guys. You want the bunk arrangements like you were talking about, call the guys in the landing after you book your trip.
Yeah, exactly. After you book, give them a call with any special requests or anything like that.
Yeah. All right. Great. Well, congratulations on a successful year. We're going to look forward to having you back, and a lot more fishing is coming, and it's coming. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's coming. It's
We just need our weather to cooperate, and the fish will be there, and just book a trip now because it's going to break open.
Yeah, when it does, wait, man.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
It's going to happen for sure. Pacifica, your next trip, you have one on Friday, right?
Friday's our next one, yeah.
Yeah, so you have a day and a half on Friday.
A couple spots on that one, too.
Spots on Friday.
Yeah, and then a 2-day Sunday morning, yeah.
And you said open party schedules, you know, the remaining part of the summer and fall yet to be released.
Yeah, it's coming, though.
That's cool. How do we find that?
I would look. It'll be on our website as well as the C4th website. I would look for it within the next few days.
Okay. Social media, you guys do that kind of thing, too?
Oh, yeah. On our Instagram, we have one of the guys has been helping us out with this. He's been doing a great job. Pacifica Sport Fishing. Pacifica_Sport Fishing.
I mean, that's probably a good way, because that's the thing. Like, once that gets released, they're going to get gobbled up. So a good way to know when those trips become available.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be all over that.
That's cool.
Well, great. Hey, well, thanks again to JP for manning the phones and the board today. And thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Of course, Adam will have the archive shows, the podcast, up on our Let's Talk Hookup app in a matter of moments. So if you missed any part of this show, you definitely want to hear both hours today, because there was a lot of good information here. So, and, of course, thanks out there to you, all the texts, all the calls. We appreciate it. You're the one making it happen, and we appreciate that very much. We will be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Captain John Connor from the Islander will be talking with us here. And then next Sunday, Rosie and Jeff from St. Rose Sport Fishing. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup.